Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zuli.
Hello, hello. Hi, Retha.
Hey. Hi, Jim.
Well, here we go. This
excited?
Is going to be very, very exciting, and I'm so happy to be hosting a show with you. It's very exciting, Retha.
It really is. I'm really excited about being to hang out with you on Monday mornings at 10 a.m. and just all the people and all the exciting stuff we're going to be able to talk about.
Oh, it's endless, isn't it? With the people. Well, you know, the show is basically for most ages. It doesn't mean it's just for the baby boomer type people, but we are a group born from about 46 to 64. But, you know, there's so many interesting facets to this that, you got people of all ages that love music from the 50s and 60s, right?
Absolutely. And we'll be talking about music and movies and having guests and just having a wonderful time. And I really want to just welcome everyone to join us every Monday morning. I think it's going to be exciting. I know it's going to be fun. Hanging out with you is always fun.
Hey, keeping up with you. You're a busy lady. But no, that's true. We've got so many topics. We'll be covering travel, the best retirement areas, gardening, food, health. There's so many hobbies, what people want to do when they retire, when they want to retire. You know, the list goes on and on. But, yes, we do have a lot of topics to cover. And we have,
speaking of topics, why don't we start talking about some of those hot topics that have been going on within the last week or so. Like, did you know that there is a Velveeta cheese shortage?
You know, I heard something on the news about that, and it's, that's something that's everybody likes, and you're talking pizzas and on every hamburger. So what kind of effect, Reese?
I don't know. I mean, they're calling it cheese-ageddon. Who knows? You know, I know they make nachos out of it. I don't think the kids will be able to survive without their nachos. So I don't know what Kraft is going to do, but they better do something quick.
They better craft something.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, we don't realize the effect that something like just cheese has or, little things. Like I was reading this article how they cut the trees down in a certain area. And by an island, and because they cut the trees down, it killed all the fish. And I couldn't make the association until I started thinking they explain it. Well, after the trees are gone, the ground erodes, the erosion goes out into the ocean and kills the coral and the plankton, and the fish don't come anymore, so the fishermen are out of business. Now, I don't know if the cheese is going to have the same effect, but it's just another issue we got to deal with.
Absolutely. And speaking of issues, did you see the Golden Globes last night?
You know, I just saw little segments. It seems like there was some surprise people out there, huh?
Well, it was really good. Amy Poehler and Tina Fey were excellent as hosts. You know, it just goes to show that you can be a good host without being filthy. I mean, I'm just saying.
You know, Retha, I don't want to be critical, but I remember the roasts years ago. And with, you know, the Dean Martin roasts, they were so funny with John Wayne, Clark Gable, Cary Grant, you know, all the people. And I never heard any kind of negative, there were the jokes. But there was nothing on the not proper side, not to sound old. But it kind of is, you know? They were clean, they were nice. Why do we need that, Reese?
Exactly. Well, that's just it. And I think Amy Poehler and Tina Fey did a great job last night. I mean, there was a little innuendo, but what's wrong with a little innuendo, you know?
A little innuendo is better than some of the stuff we hear.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the dresses were lovely. I think most of the women, matter of fact, I think all of the women, I didn't see a dress that I really thought was distasteful last night. And the guys always look great. They throw on a tux and they all look wonderful. And they were pretty even-handed with the awards. Everybody seemed to have gotten an award. it's going to be real interesting to see what happens at the Oscars, because it was kind of even that people were getting, you know, the movies were all getting awards. But I have to mention just quickly, The Wolf of Wall Street. That movie is a three-hour orgy. I kid you not.
DiCaprio?
I can't imagine. Yeah. DiCaprio was brilliant. He got an award last night. He was brilliant in it. But the movie itself, I don't know. I think our crowd isn't going to be thrilled with most of what went on in that movie.
Well, you know, I haven't seen the movie, but I heard that comment, and I didn't know if they were just using a euphemism or something, but I guess it was a little risque or something. Or
I haven't seen the movie. It literally was a three-hour orgy. They dropped 506 F-bombs in 3 hours.
Oh.
I mean, really? And that's just the language. The visuals were unbelievable. But the acting was brilliant. So if you got a strong stomach and you can handle 3 hours of an orgy, you know.
Well, Rita, do you remember there was a movie with Jack Nicholson, and I forgot the lady's name, and it was about when he retired and they got together and they talked about their intimate lives. And I think there was a lot of people our age that, you know, really were a little disappointed with some of that, because it's relating to that kind of thing. I mean, I don't want to sound like a couple old-fashioned people, but, you know, there's got to be a little limit there. You know what I mean?
Just absolutely. There needs to be a limit. There absolutely does. And you know what? I think we're coming up on our first commercial break, Jim.
I think so, Ruth. Okay.
That's exciting.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
I've got my Havana watch. Do you have yours?
I've got mine.
All right.
Keeps
they're
me on
great
time.
Watches. Well, nothing keeps me on time. But at least I know how late I'm going to be.
You put yours to work.
Absolutely. So, Jim, you know, a lot of people don't really know us, and we're going to be coming into their homes every week. So how about I interview you today?
You want to interview me?
Yeah.
That sounds like a winner. We can do that.
Okay, great. So, Jim, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay, I'm a boomer, born in 49, and I'm from Chicago, a suburb from Chicago, and I went to school at several schools back. I started with St. Matilda, and I went through to, well, actually to the point we'll skip a lot of the education to what should I do here? Okay, I decided to go in the military as I was going to college. And when I went into the military, now, Reith, I'm going to explain how my mindset was back then. I thought, okay, I'm going to volunteer because everybody got out from a college deferment in my neighborhood. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, they went to school. So I thought, okay, I want to enlist in the military. And now, how about this? I don't know if this really makes sense, but the reason I enlisted in the military because my family all went in the military, but I wanted to go to Vietnam because Vietnam is overseas, and this is the mindset of a 20-year-old. Now, here's the thing. If you go overseas, you get to go to Japan for R&R. If you go to Japan, what do you get to buy but a stereo? And you get to buy a stereo cheap over there. And so that was my mindset. When I got done with the military...
That was before the days of Radio Shack, so I guess that was the easiest way to get a cheap stereo, right?
You get a beautiful stereo cheap, exactly. And then I got on the fire department. But while I was on the fire department, I found out that you couldn't really take classes at college because you worked one day and you're off 2 days. So what I did was I decided to move to California and finish my education out here. So I went to Santa Ana Junior College, and I went to Cal State Fullerton. I worked with the special ed and psychology department there, the speech communication. And I wound up working with foster kids and taking some of the kids to various locations that, you know, that were in situations where they had lost their parents or their parents were in prison or whatever. So I had one particular story that I remember. I took some of the kids to meet some of the, you know, the old baseball legends. And I brought them to this one player's house. It's out this way. Don Sutton was his name. And I don't know if you remember Don Sutton. I think he's a pitcher for L.A. and the Angels. So anyway, mm-hmm. I told the kids we're going to go over and see Don, and they yeah, sure, we're going to go meet Don Sutton. Yeah, right. They didn't believe me. So we went over to his house, and I thought, well, maybe at least his wife will be there, and they can give him a picture or something. There's about four of them with me. And they're about 8 or 10 years old. So we pulled up in front of his house, and who comes to the door but curly, blonde-haired Don. And the kids were standing there with their mouth open. They tore a little piece of paper open, a little piece of paper that was in the car, and grabbed a pencil and went there, and they thought they'd get a little autograph. Well, he brings them in the house, and they come out with a big, big picture of Don saying, "To Billy from Don, my friend." And, I mean, they were really excited about that. You know, that was, there's so many of these people. So I worked with the kids for a while, and then I wound up working in my own business, and
well, we only have a few more minutes left for your interview, Jim, and since you've had such a great life.
Well, we're done with that. And here I am today. Here I am today, Rita.
I was going to say, in 30 seconds, tell me how you got into radio.
Well, I got into radio through Eric. My son is just a 24/7, and he's really a nonstop. And I've always taught them, you know, you have to have hard work, determination, drive, and resilience. But without faith, morals, and ethics, it's a waste of time. And that's the road he chose. And he's, you know, television, radio, internet, the whole thing. So I work along with him, and it's been an interesting ride. And I meet people like you.
Well, I guess we're going to have another time of interviewing you because you've got a lot to talk about. And now we're going to
talk about
roles,
you a little bit, Reese.
Okay.
How about you real quick? Now, I haven't gone too deep into this, but I know you were born in L.A. back in, what was it, 1930?
I'm exactly 1 month, and I won't even say which way, in the same age bracket as you.
I know.
I was born in Los Angeles. I'm also a baby boomer. I got into the entertainment industry. I wasn't really in it, but I thought I was, at 6 years old, because I did my very first play, and I was the only person with lines in the play, and I played the witch in Sleeping, or the stepmother in Sleeping Beauty, and I did a witch's cackle, and the audience burst into applause, and I burst into show business, and I decided at that moment, this is what I want to do. So I've been doing plays in and around Los Angeles my entire life. Then as I got older, I didn't want to go to Vietnam, but I went into I did a USO tour.
USO tour in 74.
College tour in 74.
East Asia.
I got to go to Japan. I didn't bring back a stereo, but I went to Japan and Korea and the Philippines and just had a wonderful time.
We would need about an hour, Rita, to go through everything. I'm amazed. USO tour that went on, it's just amazing.
Well, I did that, and then I came back. I started doing extra work. I did films. I did some TV. A lot of people get a kick out of the fact that I did Three's Company, which was really a lot of fun to work on. It was one of my favorite shows to work on. And I was like a semi-regular, but I always had just really small parts on there. So I'd play one of their friends. And so when Jack graduated from cooking school, I was there, and I'd have a line or so. And I was at the Regal Beagle all the time, and that was lots of fun. And then I've gone on, and currently I'm working on Betty White's Off Their Rockers, which it's been on NBC for two seasons, and now we're starting on our third season, and we're going to be on Lifetime, and we start the last Wednesday of February at 9 p.m. on the Lifetime channel, and I'm really excited. We've been doing just wild and crazy pranks to young people. For anyone who hasn't seen the show,
we're
senior citizens. Yeah, we're seniors and we pull pranks on young people, and they pay me. It's a great job.
Then they pay it for it.
Tell you exactly.
And that was the winner
and
of the most unique concept, right?
Yeah, we got a Reality Wanted Award for most unique concept last year, and hopefully we'll be nominated for something else for the Reality Wanted Awards. And I've been working on a few other things. I just finished shooting a new show called Chasing Life,
mm-hmm.
which is going to be a new series, also on Lifetime. And I'm just, I'd like to encourage
rocking
people
and rolling,
to
Reed.
Know that it's, yeah, it's never too late and you're never too old. I was in the business, got out of the business in 91, came back in 2008, and this has been like the height of my career. And even though I've always enjoyed acting and worked on good shows, the Betty White show for three seasons is just phenomenal. So, you know, don't give up on your dreams. Do what you want. You may think that it's too late, the ship's passed you by, but it's not true. It's never
exactly.
too late. You're never too old.
No, when you read stories of Hershey or Colonel Sanders, I mean, some of these people were in their 60s, I think, Colonel Sanders, but you have such an interesting past. And then I think you were General Hospital, too, you touched on a little bit, didn't you?
Yeah, I worked on General Hospital back in the Luke and Laura days, the height of the Luke and Laura days. I was on there a couple of times. I was a nurse in the hospital.
Now, you touched over a very impressive part that I read about you. When you retired in 91, you were a chaplain for 8 years in the L.A. Mission. So I commend you for that.
And I've
you're,
been a missionary.
Now, here's another
I've
one. You travel as a missionary tonight, Nicaragua, Kenya, Uganda. Wow, someday we're going to have just a segment on the show about that. You know,
absolutely.
Those travels.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, that would be interesting. Anyway, I think we should do that because do you have videos of those travels that you know when you went over there?
I do have some, especially Africa. I have some really nice videos of Africa. So yeah, sometimes we're going to have a video blog or something and put it on the blog. Vlog,
oh,
I
yeah.
think they call them if it's video. But
blog
you know
day.
What?
That's your field.
Well, I think we're up against our next commercial now. So
okay.
Hold on, and here's a word from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Rita Gray. I used to have a whole host of skincare products taking up space on my bathroom counter. Now I just use Nerium AD. It has everything I need in one simple treatment. It's reduced the appearance of fine lines, discoloration, and uneven skin texture. So, for information about this fountain of youth in a bottle, go to www.rethagray.nerium.com. That's RETHAGREY.NERIUM.com. There's even a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Jim, I got to tell you, this Nerium stuff is great. I'm going to have to get you a bottle.
Well, yeah, when you look at me, I would be a perfect before and after if it worked, you know?
If it works, it works. We're going to do that, and we're going to put the pictures up on our website.
Age-defying
Jim,
treatment.
Absolutely.
You know,
so, Jim,
you see so many products.
I'm
definitely going to try this because I look like I've been riding on a motorcycle through the desert for the last couple of years, I'll tell you.
Well, we're going to hook you up with some. But you're going to tell us a little bit about retirement, I understand.
Well, you know, Reva, in today's news, it's amazing how what's going on today in the news could affect us baby boomers in a couple of years through the elections, you know, the 16 elections coming up. And by that I mean, you know, you've got the front runners that nobody's actually thrown their hat in yet. But with the Democrats, you have Hillary, and they're talking about Christie for the Republicans. And then, you know, you've also got Florida's Marco Rubio and Wisconsin's Paul Ryan and Texas' Ted Cruz and so on. But, you know, the names out there are Christie and Hillary. But, you know, then we have the drama that's kind of going on with the, you know, the closure of the bridge. What was
I
it?
I know. They're calling it
Fort Lee. Yeah, they closed
it
Fort Lee to New York City. And you know, he had to let his chief of staff go. Was it Bridget Kelly? And she had a little comment they find. I think they found it in there somewhere. Time for some traffic problems to start out in Fort Lee. So, and a couple weeks later, they had closed the bridge down. And now, you know, naturally the buck stops with the governor, and then he has to figure out what's going on with that, and then he's got to deal with this.
He had no knowledge. And I mean, I've been a CEO, and sometimes you really don't know what some of your underlings
exactly.
are doing.
Yeah, so these
I
are
think
people
they're making
that are,
much ado about nothing, but I heard there's a news
exactly.
scandal that's brewing about a commercial this morning. So,
well, yeah,
know.
The Christie's $25 million for the Hurricane Sandy.
I didn't hear all the
money
details.
They supposedly took some of the money out and made commercials. I think it was for tourism to be promoted in New Jersey Shore. Is that the one you're talking about? And they say that he took some of the money
know.
Out
I don't
know.
I didn't
that.
Hear the details. But like you
yeah,
said, it's,
what
it's
it was
a
is
lot
there
of
was,
stuff going on. It's a
yeah,
lot
and
of
the
stuff
thing
going
is,
on right
you know,
now.
Like with the bridge incident, you know, he may have known nothing about any of this stuff, but then again, he's in the news, and so he's got to deal with that. But, you know, all this stuff, the way it pans out is eventually everybody's going to come and the Republicans will come out strong behind them and this will all be straightened out. And then when the dust clears, we'll have our front runners and whoever's picked will have an impact on us, you know.
Absolutely. Well, Jim, I think it's time for us to move on to Tech Time. And, You know, the baby boomers have a problem with tech. We don't want to use these newfangled things, thingamabobs, you know? But I got to tell you, baby boomers, you're one of them. Absolutely you are. But you finally moved up to a smartphone, I understand.
Well,
I saw it
my,
in your
little
hand.
Flip, so, yeah, you saw that.
So you had no choice. You were pushed into
no
the future. But
yeah.
I'm here to tell all the baby boomers, if you want to communicate with your grandkids, you need to learn how to text message. I had an issue with my grandson. I could not get in touch with him. He wouldn't call me back. It was horrible. I started texting him. They text back in a matter of seconds. It's amazing. And texting is really easy. Once you got your smartphone and started texting, Jim, don't you find that it's easy?
Oh, you know, Reeve, I'm kind of glad it happened the way it did because I'm looking down saying, this is kind of cool. And I'm getting my emails, and Eric's happy because he says, Dad, you got to get up to date with all this stuff. And, you know, so here I am. I'm looking at my phone more. And, yeah, it does
absolutely.
Help. And we're looking forward to you pulling us through some of this stuff.
Well, just starting with text messaging is the first and easiest thing to do. Now, of course, you do have to have a smartphone to text message. But
yeah.
It's really simple. You just go to the text application. You put in the phone number that you want to send the text to. And if you've got your phone book already in your phone, you just tap on the name. And then you type in your message. And most smartphones nowadays, you can push that little picture of a microphone and speak into it. And it actually types the text message out for you. You push send,
wow.
And voila. You've communicated with somebody.
You know, the stuff we
somebody.
Used to see on television years ago, now it's reality, you know.
Absolutely.
Talking.
Remember going to Disneyland? You're not from L.A., but I remember going to Disneyland when I was 6 years old, and they had the phones of the future where you could actually see the person that you were talking to. Now not only can you see them, you can hold them in your hand.
Wow. This is amazing.
It's amazing. It absolutely is. So, Jim,
well,
what do we have coming up next on the show? I know you said we've got a lot of stuff we want to do. I know you have a thing that's especially
There is so much
heart.
I want to cover with you, because you could do five shows in a row with your knowledge of the tech, and I give you so much credit for keeping up with that. Now you could share it with us people that are a little slow with that. And, you know, I never got to go overseas, and I never – well, I got my stereo eventually, but today – it's not just the stereo. I mean, my stereo that I would have brought with me is so outdated. Now they're like one-fifth the size, and they're twice as loud. And
Well, maybe we can talk in the future about how to purchase stereo equipment, because everybody's interested in that, and there's so many new gadgets.
And, you know, it goes to show you, like, we're just getting rolling here, and there's just hundreds of topics to go over. But, you know, how do you follow
you
a tech magazine to keep up with this new stuff? I mean, I'm just getting into a lot of it, but you're kind of on the cutting edge like Eric is. Do you really have to? I mean, it literally changes. I remember when I bought him a computer when he was 3 years old, and in a couple of months they're saying it's outdated. I'm thinking, wait a minute, I got 2 years left to hand this thing.
Oh, the tech keeps moving. It keeps moving. It really does. So you really do have to keep up with it. But I was saying that I know one of the things you want to do on the show is interview people. So who are the people that you're looking to interview?
Well, there's just some topics. And, again, I don't want to alienate any different age groups. But in our age group, you know, we're talking about retirement, and we have taxes, and we have kids, and, you know, the best ways to do it. When to do it, you know, I mean, do you take your Social Security early? Do you take it later? These are the kind of people that we have to talk to. And I have people lined up, you know, so on, that can get on the show, and experts in the field of retirement. When do you take your Social Security? Should you take it now? Should you wait 5 years and get more money and try to make up the difference? Where are the best places to live? You know, these are some of the topics, some of the people that I have a lot of stuff, but we don't have time to go over it now on the best places to retire and when to do it. But that would be another. I can go over some of it if you want, but I just got a note here. Commercial break.
We're just going to look over, just kind of talk about now what we're going to do in the future, because we only have about a minute left. And so I want to interview some entertainment people. I definitely want to talk about tech things. And actually, I think we'd love to hear from the audience to let us know what they would like to hear from us, too, what they'd like to talk about. So they can reach us on our Facebook page they go to Baby Boomers Live on Facebook.
Amazing.
They can reach out to us, and they can tell us exactly what they would like to talk about, too.
I know we got a call from Lewis Gossett Jr. wants to be on the show, and there's just a long list. We're going to have celebrities dating back a few years, and there's just all kinds of people. But you know where we're at if it takes... Exactly. You know that when it takes you two tries to get up off the couch, you're kind of getting close to us, huh?
It's true. It does. Sometimes you have to do that kind of rocking motion. And then sometimes
I'm thinking, you know, I heard a 60-second buzz, and I'm thinking, wow, we're just getting rolling here. You know, it's
I know.
This
well,
is
that's
fun.
It. That's why we have to break the show down. So, Jim, it's time for us to say goodbye. We really enjoyed being with you. Jim, I enjoyed hanging out with you, and we'll see you next Monday at 10 a.m.
Exactly. Okay, Reese, and then we'll touch base with you next week, or we'll probably see you before that, huh?
Okay. So.
I know Eric knows Lewis, so we're looking forward to having him on the show. And you probably have a lot of people lined up, so we'll talk to you then.
We're out of time, Jim.
We're being pushed off the air. All right, Reese, we'll talk to you next time.
Okay. Okay.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday mornings. I'm Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with EZ's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right. Every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same. Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zuli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by the EasyWayBroadcastingNetwork.com on Blog Talk Radio.